Rabbi Avobish and Rabbi Yochanan. We are four lines above the Mishnah. Avobish and Rabbi Yochanan. Oh, also, I took a nap tonight, so I'm awake, actually. Normally Thursday night I'm sleeping, but tonight I took a nap. Avobish and Rabbi Yochanan said, what? The reason why you can't make a sukkah out of a pile of grain, you know, if you have a pile of hay, not grain, grain is makabel tuma. If you have a, what's it called in English, a haystack. You can't make sukkah out of a haystack because it looks like you're making, it doesn't look like a sukkah, it looks like a warehouse, right? And that doesn't look like a sukkah, so it's like a marzain type thing. You can't make a sukkah out of haystack. It doesn't look right. Tari Rabbi Chia said not that reason, but it has to be made for the purpose of sukkah, not something which was made previously. And the haystack pre-existed its designation as a sukkah, so that's tasev lomin osui. Okay? Manavinam, what's the difference between the two opinions? Now, the way it's read here conventionally, the Yeshba, is similar to the Bavli. The Bavli says that the difference is if it would be before the haystack was fully formed, there was a cavity inside. And the cavity doesn't have to be more than a tefach, but then the cavity inside makes it an OL in the process of its being built, and therefore there's no problem with Tasav Lomir Osli. The Tasav Osli is only if you make a cavity in something which pre-existed. But even the process of its being built originally as a haystack, the cavity was built in, that would be okay. That's how those who want to quash the Rishalmi into the Bavli's mold learn this. However, the Gilui Nashas is a much, much more Yushami Dikab shot. He's changed the Girsa to V'yoshavba. To what's Nafkina? If you sat in it, B'diyevit. Al-Daitid Rabbi Chia Psu, according to Rabbi Chia, and those who change, I don't want to get into it, but those who have the Yeshba, they're going to have to change the Girsa more, that's why it's difficult. But according to Gilui Nashas, they're going to have to change the Girsa in the next lines of the Gemara. But according to Gilui Nashas, it works out very well. V'yoshavba. If you sat in it, it's no good. Even you sat in B'di'evit because it wasn't a kosher sukkah. Tasav lo min osui is a deraisa dikapsul. You must make things. They cannot become made on their own. You have to engage in active making. Says sukkahs, chag sukkahs, tasel choshivas yomi. You have to make it. You can't find a sukkah ready made, just taking shelter in some object which is not made for the purpose of shade or shelter. So according to him, it's even possible to have it. Adaitu Rabbi Yochanan Ksher, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's only Gzeira, right? He holds Gzeira because it looks like you're sitting at like a warehouse. So according to him, if it's Gzeira Darabon, it's not Absul Daraisa, so therefore, but the Yevit, if you sat in it, the Yoytse. Yoytse in the Mitzvah Daraisa.
Now, I've seen some added on rooms to a house where the roof is retractable.
No, that's okay, because you're making the roof l'shem sukkah. When you retract the roof, you're making l'shem sukkah, and you put on the sukkah. Right? That's also is when, if you would not do anything, you find the sukkah ready-made, and you put up walls underneath it. You're actually not allowed to put up walls of your sukkah after the sukkah. You have to put up the sukkah on top of the walls, because that's a classic case of Tasav Lomid Osri, right? Okay? I'm Shalshul the Funnus Mi Lomar Lomatan. If somebody extends walls down from the sukkah towards the bottom, Im gavol min arsh shlosha tefachim is more than 3 tefachim gap between the wall and the ground, it's psula. Milamata ma'al, if somebody constructs the walls up from the ground, im gavol min arsh shlosha tefachim, as long as the walls reach 10 tefachim above the ground, kshera. Rabbi Yossi is a shita kshem shilamata l'mal na asar tefachim, just like the walls built up from the ground have to extend up 10 tefachim, kach milamal l'mata, and so too when they extend down from on top, the shear is also 10 tefachim. But according to Rabbi Yossi's famous shita throughout Shas, Gemara is going to discuss it, mechitza tluya materis. A hanging wall is good enough. You don't have to have a wall within 3 tefachim in the ground, according to Rabbi Yossi. He says it by Shabbos. He says it here. That's his shita. If there's a gap of 3 tefachim across from the wall to the schach, we're talking about a horizontal gap, not a vertical gap. Till now I tell you vertically. That's a horizontal. If there's a horizontal gap more than 3 tefachim, it's possible the sukkah's no good. Okay, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Amar Rabbi Yosi and sukkah. First one wants to say, Rabbi Yochanan wants to say, that it's only by sukkah Rabbi Yosi said to mechitza tluya works. Because by sukkah you don't need a chiluk rishuyos. Avli and Shabbos, we have to distinguish between rishuyos, right? Which is the rabbi. Our privacy modet that there can't be a gap of more than three tefachim between the wall and the ground. Milsu Rabbi China, that's nice, but
Rabbi China says a different reason. He basically says that the distinction between what's an Isser Asse, a Mitzvah Asse versus a Bittul Mitzvah Asse versus an Isser Deraisa.
Which reason do you think is better, mine or his?
Well, I don't know.
Why? Sukkah's Deraisa too.
But he's saying it distinguishes a lav versus an Asse.
That, but so?
So it's a Bittul Asse, but Sheva, fantastic, big deal.
You mean by sukkah we're just flippant about it?
Yeah.
No, it's too barbatish. You can't say that if they're both the rices, you can't say qualitative difference of that sort. If one's the rice and one's the rabbanon, so they could say we're in geyser. But by the rices, the parameters and mechitzas must be the same. Yeah, it's a pre Reb Chaim carbonator. Reb Chaim would never let something like that away. Okay, the rice you can't distinguish that way. You have to make the distinction like I made it. It's some qualitative distinction, not some And I mentioned this a lot when I not in my afternoon show when I first came to Shalvim as a young boy, and was an older bacher there. He was mentioned this week's dinner at the Motzei Shabbos dinner. Neither of you were there then, I think. But his name was Yair Bendov. And it was a fourth year. He was in fourth year of Shir Dalet when I was in Shir Aleph. And he... Did you learn
Chassidut?
No. Well, me, I was in Chassidut for a year. But he was much younger than you.
Much younger?
Yeah. He was in Chassidut.
How many Bentos are there in the world?
No, it's a prevalent name. It probably comes from Berenson. So it could be more prevalent. But man, I don't know if he actually was a Chassidut or an Azata. But in any event, he said that, he was a big fan of Reb Shimon. So when we came to Shabbat, we were talking about a few months in the year, talking about Chazakas. We're learning Ksuvas my second year of Shabbat. First one about Baba Metzia, so I don't know how it came up. But in any event, so I said something about this chazaka is stronger than that chazaka. It must have been my second year, shall we? Because it was my second year. So I said this chazaka is stronger than that chazaka. So he came. I said in Hebrew, you know, chazaka zot yeter chazaka. So he said, anachu lo medavrin kacha. Bechazakot lo hochim bekilo. You know, by chazakas, you can't define, we would say, this chazaka is stronger than that chazaka. It's a meaningless statement. In lomdus, you have to actually define the qualitative edge which one has, not say that one is stronger than the other, that you haven't explained anything by saying a chazaka is stronger. So here, you really can't take a deraisa. There's a qualitative difference between deraisa and derabbanan. But in parameters of mitzvahs vis-a-vis deraisas, there's no qualitative distinction which one is allowed to make between lighter deraisas and heavier deraisas. There's no reason to make such a distinction. It doesn't have any significance.
Well, I can see the reason. One's a lav and the other is a mitzvah
say. So what? But we need mechitzas. If the parameter of the mitzvah, both mitzvahs is mechitzas, then you cannot say that there's any distinction at the rice level. The only reason you could say at the rabbanon level is a distinction because you could say lo gozru. They weren't so machmer in their xera. But the rice, which is absolute definitions of things, you can't say that. I don't know if I'm expressing my point well, but, you don't have to accept my contention, but this is the contention of the world of Yeshiva Shalomdis, that you cannot draw distinctions based on the strength of the prohibition, unless you have some other qualitative difference that draws the distinction. But if the parameters seem to be required or similar, and they're both the rices or both the rabbanos, you actually have to come up with a qualitative difference. So that's why I propose qualitative difference. The one, like Shabbos, you have to have the definition of rishus, and rishuyos are distinguished on the ground. Supposed to buy you sukkah, you only need mechitza, and mechitza might be able to make in midair. That's the distinction I would propose. Okay, so in any event, so says one, Lom Rabbi Yossi Alini and Sukkah Avin and Shabbos after Rabbi Yossi Moder, Milso Rabbi Chino Marafalini and Shabbos, the Rabbi Chino said Rabbi Yossi argued even by Shabbos. Damar Rabbi Chira Chaim has said, Shilton Bo Vitziporin, governor came to Tzipori, and they had to do Hotzah on Shabbos, and there was no Eruv. V'tolubo kitios, and they hung sheets, and the sheets were hung from lampposts high off the ground, but they held mechitza tliyim ateres. V'iti Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, tato tachtein b'shita sovin. And Shmuel Rabbi Yossi permitted carrying on the basis of these hanging walls because of the shita. It says Rabbi Yochai here, but it's a mistake. He was martyr in the shita of Rabbi Yossi, his father. By the way, the Bavli ends up saying that Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi's shita is independent of his father. His father Taka was not martyr mechitza tliyah by Shabbos, but the Yerushalmi seems to come out that he is martyr mechitza tliyah by Shabbos.
This was a Harash Shah situation, so maybe
the question. I don't know if that's true. I hear what you're saying, but I don't know if the way the Bavli has the situation, it wasn't even with Sarah. Was they forgot to bring a Sefer Torah on Shabbos? So I don't know. Maybe it's a Harash Shah too. But the thing is, Jerry's B, if we're mounting something about Rosh Hashanah, we don't play games to try and make it look like it's a regular thing, because then people are going to make the mistake and say that it actually works, you know. Says the Gemara.
But they had to restrict the Tachtein, right?
Well, Tachtein doesn't mean underneath the sheets. The sheets are perpendicular to the ground. It means in the area defined by the hanging sheets.
Within the area of the sheets?
Yeah.
How come they didn't do a bucket brigade?
I don't know. I guess you have to have been there. So, but obviously they didn't want to do box medal numbers. I don't know why not. Maybe it wasn't feasible for some reason. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi B'Shem, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yitzchok said, Asa Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chanina. Wrote that which Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina said, which we'll see in a moment. No. I didn't get there. I'm a little two lines above that. The Yisrael Mishim Rishul Bar Yitzchok said, "Asher Rabbi Yisrael Chanina Ki Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yehuda, which Rabbi Yisrael Chanina said goes to Rabbi Chanina's father." But Tarei and Pliga Shitos of the Rabbi Yochan, they both have Rabbi Yochan. Dom Rabbi Yochan, the carbonated changes this, and he makes more sense when the carbonated changes it. Dom Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yisrael Chanina said, "Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Chanina ben Akavio, Kivio Akavio Shloshanam Udavarech." They all three said the same thing. This is a fascinating sushta. A fascinating linkage. It says, Rabbi Yehuda Dukshoyim and Fulashim. It was one old P'tikur Yerd V'soysim that we say that the wall, that when you have, even if the two walls are not next to each other, but rather two walls are opposite each other, you say that the P'tikur of the bridge comes down and closes. So that's, the Gemara says, that's like Mechitza Tluya Materis. That's like a dangling wall, because it's far off the ground. Even though it's a different parameter, P'tikur, but it's similar in Svarim. And also Rabbi Chanina ben Akav, Rabbi Yossi Ahein Dach, Rabbi Yossi is a case here in Sukkah. Akim Akav Itania, we learned Rabbi Shlosha Dvorim Hitir Rabbi Chanina Chalag. Chanina was matir three things. Hitir Eitzah Shmiram, he allowed using seaweed to be matmin. You know, on Shabbos, he used it as a material to be matmin. He didn't consider it to be a davar masif heavily. He didn't consider it to be the decomposing seaweed to be a heat source. And therefore, he allowed hatmana, you know, insulating with that material. He took tzaitzra. Tzaitzra, case we had an Arab in several times, case where you need to fill up water on Shabbos so you, with a bucket, so you make a contraption dangling over the water, you know, like a box through which you lower your bucket in order to fill it up. So that's a mechitza tliya materis, right? So, vitir havas lutios, I also meant you to use towels on Shabbos, and that's an issue not that you shouldn't come to schita to squeeze it out. Okay? Bayis shenivchas, a house which got a hole in the roof, v'sigich agav, and you put schach on top of it, between the wall and the schach, there's more than 4 amas, it's possible. Which is surrounded by colonnades, the same idea. Sukkah gedola, the colonnades, you know, leave an airspace in the middle, so in that airspace you put on schach, so the colonnades are joined together as long as they're oimir rubel aparot, or there's less than 3 feet falling between them, so it can comprise the wall. If you have a large sukkah which is surrounded by something which you cannot use for schach, if there's more than 4 amos between the walls and the schach, it's possible. Tanya Rebbe Chia, we learned, now, there are two real ways of understanding our Mishnah. Actually, the Bavli understands our Mishnah, but essentially that because of Dofen Akuma, right, that if you have a wall, and then next with the schach, so you get up to four amas to include the schach as part of the wall, that's the principle of Dofen Akuma. But the Yerushalmi, although it'll bring it down as a possibility, it's not the first possibility. Tanya Rebbe Chia said, Avi Apostle, he said generically, the on top of schach, if you have airspace of Shlosh Tvachim, that's possible. Avir possible, place of Shlosh Tvachim. Schach possible, however, invalid schach is in a place of Elabar Bahamas. Doesn't pass unless you have four amas of possible schach. No matter where it is on top of the sukkah. Not just immediately adjacent to wall that you say Dofen Akuma, but even in the middle of the sukkah, in order to pass the sukkah, you have four amas of possible schach. Okay? Rabbi Yossi Abba Natsin, don't he want to say that? That's our Mishnah. We also learned these two things, Tarteon, both these things. It says, Avir Apostle, Paisel Bishlosh, Shutzvachim, Apostle Air, which passes Sukkah, passes in three Tvachim. The Tzias, we learned, Hirchukes, Asikuch, Minat, Fono, Shlosh, Shutzvachim, if you distance the Schach from the wall, three Tvachim, Psula, Schach, Apostle, Ain't a Paisel, Ella, Barbamos, Apostle, only apostles with four amos. It seems we learned by Shnivchas Vesira, I have a house which was, a house which got open, and you put Schach atave, im yesh ben koisel, sikul karbamos psula, in between the koisel and the Schach, there's four amos, it's possible, a pachas mi kank share, but if it's less than that, it's kosher. Maoli shantachtov, okay? Now, can you sleep? That's a fascinating question. Can you sleep under the four amos? Now, I personally do not remember this question from the Bavli, and I don't think it's in the Bavli. Can you sleep under the four amos of Schach Possel? No, but it's in the Yerushalmi citation. It seems that the next one is Shomu Tess on the basis of Bavli citation, but I don't remember it from there. Could be it's in, I just don't remember. Hesiv Rav Yitzhak by the Yoshiv, Yitzhak by Yoshiv said, I thought you're not supposed to be here tonight.
Well, it was over 9 o'clock and I reached out.
What was it again?
It's the creative journaling course.
Okay. Rabbi Yitzhak.
It's a godsend.
Your advice?
No,
Hasev Rabbi Yitzhak Rabbi Yashiv. Rabbi Yitzhak Rabbi Yashiv said, is your car window replaced? Did you replace your car window? Hasev Rabbi Yitzhak Rabbi Yashiv. Rabbi Yitzhak Bar Yashiv said, "Harei tita nirok mashim b'mikveh. Tita nirok, if you have pourable mud, so it makes up to 40 saw of a mikveh. Let's say your mikveh is lacking 40 saw, so you need to make up the 40 saw. So you're allowed to use pourable mud as part of the mikveh. But ema bilimbo, you can't use it to be toivel in. So it's a fascinating concept. We have several times in Shas. We're on daf ches zaynum base 14." And we are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, okay. 10 lines at the bottom. Yeah, you missed a lot. You missed a day, you missed a lot. Hare tita nirok, mashim mikvah. Pourable mud is something which is mashim mikvah, but does not constitute a mikvah. So it's interesting, quasi, you know, it's like a quasi stage. There's certain things which are the substance, water. Certain things which are not the substance, dry earth, and there's certain things which are somewhat the substance, mud. And mud, therefore, has an intermediate stage of parameters. It is, on one hand, it fulfills the parameters of bringing out the 40 of the mikvah, on the other hand, you can't dive in it because it's not truly water. So too, you want to say a thing about schach posel. Schach posel will allow the sukkah to continue. I mean, if you have a gap of three tvachim of avir, the sukkah is interrupted. That's it. It becomes possible beyond that point. Schach possible will allow the sukkah to be continued, but it's not mitzvah if it doesn't become part parcel of the sukkah. So the sukkah can be continued beyond that, but you cannot sit under that part where the schach possible is. It's a fascinating concept. Okay? Even though the mud is part of the 40 saw of the mikvah.
All right, so.
So you might say I can stick my foot in the mud, and that should be part of the mikvah.
Stick your foot.
You're not allowed to.
Okay. It doesn't help for the tahara.
So that means it's not full water.
No, it doesn't mean that. there's certainly a brisker distinction you can make here between this, like, screaming brisk.
Go ahead, scream.
I'm not going to. No, it's just that it's water for purposes of a mikvah, but doesn't affect tahara. Tahara is another thing.
True.
So mud doesn't cause tahara, but the water of the tofeach aspect of the mud is sufficient to be mashed in the mikvah, but it's not enough. The mud part to affect the tahara.
Well, how is it different from what I said?
It's, you can't be tovel in the mud. You can be tovel in the rest of the water.
Right. So too by sukkah, you can't sit on the place where the 4 hour mischach posed because it's the rest of the sukkah.
It's very analogous. There are all sorts of analogies too, like when we are trying to make the minyan in the morning. We need 6 people that didn't die.
Yeah.
The other 4 make up the minyan.
Even though they don't dive it again.
Right.
Maybe. It's interesting comparison. There's another case, the Babli itself in Bo'a Basra, not in Sukkah, brings down another to parallel. It says that if you have a, this is a little bit of a complicated one, you have a document in which you have a open space between the signatures of the Edim and the text of the document. It's possible because we're afraid somebody puts something in there. Right, add light. But if you fill it up, even with relatives who are, or even with Edim who are relatives and psulim, it's kosher. Because then, you know, so
well,
the.
It's filler,
right. So filler, even though the filler you can't use as testimony, it's better than not having filler. All those are similar cases. Okay? In any event, so it says more further. Here completes the sukkah, but it's forbidden to sleep underneath it. Now that's all assuming that up to 4 amos is the shear of tzchach posel. Chizkiah might know the shear of tzchach posel might be less. And in fact, although the Yushami does not bring it down here, the Yushami brought it down previously, and the Bavli brings down the shear we paskin. The shear which of tzchach posel in the middle of a sukkah, not next to the side, is 4 tzvachim. Not 4 amos, 4 tzvachim. Yeah. But here it brings down, and therefore here the only reason it's with is because since it's adjacent to the side, so we said the wall continues to the end of those 4 amos, Dofen Akuma. Again, Chizkiah Amar Nation Neiros Kedofen Akuma looks like a crook, a bent wall. Tai Rabbi Yoshua Nation Neiros Kedofen Akuma. It looks like a bent wall. Rabbi Bob Rachiv Shem Yelmatem Nation Neiros Kedofen Akuma looks like a bent wall. Rabbi Zira, Rabbi Yasim, Shem Kahana, 7 nation years, Kudai Fenakum, looks like a bent wall. Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Yonah wanted the last word. Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Yasi, Velomali Anon Amrin, why don't we say, Mishum Shein Tchach Poso Obar Bamus? Why all these guys come up with these newfangled ideas of Dofen Akuma? I like the old way we learned that you get up to 4 amos of Tchach Poso in the Sukkah. How's the sukkah? Sukkah means tree. Somebody makes a sukkah like a lean-to, like a tent. This is a pup tent. You know, it has no walls. Okay, it's no distinction between the walls and the top. It's like comes straight down. Teepee, right. The same idea, except only as one half a tent, right? You put it leaned in against the wall. It doesn't have a roof. It doesn't have walls either, but promise doesn't have a roof. It's kosher because it has the status of an OL. That's what we need. If you have a mat made out of reeds. So Machzel is Gdol, if it's a large mat, and a soil is Shriva, and he made it to lie, and Mekabel is Tumma, then it can become Tai, Vein Mesachki Bani, you do not, you cannot use it, for Schach. Lesikuch, if you made it to be Schach, however, not for the purpose of lying down, you pre-designate for the purpose of Schach, then vice, then it's the opposite. Mesachki Bani, you use a Schach, Vein Mekabel Tumma, it's not Mekabel Tumma. Rabbi Lezer, Roy Mel, Achaz Kedoy of Achaz Ketan, it makes a difference if it's large or small. I saw the Shrivi make the lion, Mekabel's Tumay, Misachimba. it's makabel tumah, you can't use it for schach. Lesikuch, if you made it for sikuch mesachkin bo, then you can use it for schach. Vein makabel tumah, and it's not makabel tumah. So obviously, Tanakama felt his image between a large and a small one. I believe he says a small one is always made to lie on unless otherwise distinguished. But as a large one, there's a distinction what you made it for, what purpose. And the Rebbe Lez says, no, it makes no difference, large, small, no matter what, it's all follows his intent. And the Bavli discussed a great length, the Ujami doesn't bother.
So nowadays you buy those mats.
They made it explicit for the purpose of schach.
If one made for both, then it wouldn't be...
Bad, because that'd be kabel tumah.
Right.
Made to lie, and kuschach can't be makabel tuma. Moreover, Rabbi Lez l'chal choyim v'shimoyse the sunah al arba avoyner. Rabbi Lez who passed the sukkah made like a tent concedes that it was put on four stones. Or even just suspended midair a tefach, that's okay, because then you already has walls and a roof, right? Because even though the walls are only tefach high, that's a bare minimum share of what walls can constitute a tefach, right? It's the minimum share of an oil is a tefach, so the minimum share of a wall is a tefach. So as long as it's a tefach high, that would be good enough. It's interesting, I should point out that the Bavli changed around Rabbi Lezner to Chachomim. In order to get the Paskin like the Shita that it's possible, actually the Bavli says that it's Chachomim who Paskin, Rabbi Lezner says it's kosher. But Yerushalmi doesn't bother with that. It's an interesting thing. I don't know because how Yerushalmi would hold Paskin, but Yerushalmi doesn't change the years. Tani, we learned. Hoses sukkah sukkah beis yar levonon. Somebody makes a sukkah like a thatched house is kshera. Now this thatched house, the carbonator says like a large dome. The Bnei Moshe says that it's a sukkah where the trees, among the trees, and the trees are a wall. In any event, the walls are less recognizable than a normal sukkah, but more recognizable than the case of the trif, of the pup tent, in the Mishnah Koyet Rabbi Lezer. So it's kosher, leminitzchor, koyetun, we have to say it's chishkor, Rabbi Lezer, who passed the Mishnah, want to say that this is kosher. Okay, getting back to the mats. Abba Bar Barchano, Bishem Rabbi Yochanan said, B'machtzolos Usha Shonu. We're talking about the machtzolos of Usha. Those are ones which you could lie on, theoretically. And therefore it depends what your intent is. I'm Rabbi Lezer,
right?
No, Usha doesn't hurt your throat.
What?
Sure.
Where's Usha?
In the Galil.
Yeah.
Usha and Shvar Am were students of the Sanhedrin in the Galil. Yeah. Yeah, they know where, I think they know where Usha is today. No worries. So it says where I'm at Lez Tamachtos Usha Tmeos Achiase Molim. You know what by definition the Machtos of Usha are tame because they're made to lie on until you actually build them into a tent. When you build them into a tent, because they need a maisa to be moitzi midei machshava, right? If you thought to make them machzos usha, which are made to lie on, so that means that by definition they're assumed to be makabel tuma, unless you actually do a maisa to designate them to be tents, in which case they lose their sasmi makabel tuma. However, the opposite is true in Tveria. Stam machzos Tveria, Tveria's in Eretz Yisrael. Stam machzos Tveria, unless you specifically made them to lion. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Chakula and Rabbi Shimon bar Berebi Horin Kielin, they paskin concerning those. Al Peschanius, the ones they dangle on the front of stores. I guess it's like the awnings which we have today, you know, the roll up awnings which you have in front of stores. So those awnings, and Shane Torah is their Torah, because they're generally made to be part of a structure. They're not made to lie on, so therefore they're not considered to be suitable to kabel tuma. They're just like pieces of wood, right? Hoy Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Ami Paskin, Aruga Tzmeya. If it's woven, it's tummy, because any woven mat is meant for the purpose of sitting or lying on. Now, can he use over woven mat nevertheless to be schach? That's the conventional way of understanding the war. The Shai Torah Eretz Yisrael actually learns, however, that it's going back on the ones at the opening of the stores. It says, can use these awnings in order to be misakich. So,
without it, it doesn't make any sense. What's
the
meaning
that
you think they should be used?
The truth is, I don't like, I'll tell you, well, you'll see. At first, I thought the Shai Torah was a cool shot, but if you look further, you'll see the conventional shot probably works out even better. He passed in a case where it's doichak, in other words, it's hard to find schach. Lahati rashi madani misakich bone. That if you undo part of the weave, you undo the hem of the weave, then you can use the schach. Because that takes it out of the status of being properly woven. And it's no longer a keli, and it's a maisa. So you, if it was those who tried the front of the stores, like the Shai Torah Eretz Yisrael says that they're discussing, then I don't see why you have to do this, right? That's why the conventional Shai thing makes more sense. Says Mara, what's the Kiddush if you took out the weave? Tzniyah, we learned, V'chein amati roshim ma'adayim Torah, we learned that any mat, no need to do a schach. You take out the head, the tops of the weave, it's Torah. V'at amar chetz, what do you mean it's only mutter midoichak? It's mutter l'chatchila, gezun teit, it's no problem. Hajlach perakas b'sukkah. Second parak. Hayoshi Tav Samito, somebody who sleeps under a bed in the sukkah. Don't ask me why I slept under a bed. Okay? Slept under a bed. Yeah, maybe it's a bunk bed. Thank you. No, Yotzi Dechavos, he wasn't Yotzi Schiv. Rabbi Ravid said, no, can't be. No, give my inner shame, talk to me. We used to sleep under the beds in front of the elders. The Lom Rulodana didn't protest us. So we see he must be mutz to sleep on the bed in the sukkah. Or my Rishim Rishim said, "My sevatavi avno sharavin gamliel." Also, my sevatavi the sevran gamliel. She yod she tachas amita besu the tachas amita will sleep under the bed in the sukkah. Or my gamliel said, "This came to the elders who were assembled. Rishim tavi avdi. Did you see tavi my slave shultam chochem? Yodea who he knows shavodim pturim in apsuk. He knows that slaves are exempt from sukkah. Therefore, v'yashin lo tachas amita slept under the bed." From this we learn that Rabbi Shimon ben Rabbi Gamliel argues on Rabbi Yehuda and says that normally you're not yotze, that's why the Eved slept under the bed, because an Eved of course chayv mitzvah ki'isha, and we know that a woman is not chayv this in the sukkah.
So why do
you
ever even sleep there to begin with?
Tomorrow's going to ask that. You're going to get Musar when you see the Gemara about that. Thomas, you know, we learned over there. That's a good question we're about to ask. Yerushalmi, but the Bavli's not asked this question. Thomas, you learned in the first paragraph, you're allowed to put a canopy over your bed and sleep under the canopy of the sukkah. So what's if she's sleeping under the canopy and sleeping under the bed itself? It's a good question, right?
Bobby didn't ask that?
Bobby doesn't ask that.
I question.
No.
Not
here. Person got me now klita amita. And here you say, says you can't sleep on the bed. What's the chiluk? Omer Blizzard says, it's very similar. Remember what we said before, that the reason why it's mutter is because anytime you sleep under a blanket, you should be considered to be a tent because you're pushing with your elbows, right? So here too, it's a similar answer. There, the canopy over the bed is no different than a blanket. That's the way of putting up a blanket. So you and your blanket are underneath the sukkah. It's not a distinct OL in the sukkah.
Yeah, but your head's not under the blanket, and here your head is under the canopy.
The canopy is a blanket, though.
Yeah, but
some people sleep with blankets over their head.
Yeah.
It happens.
Only if they're scared.
No. No, if they're cold. Bravo. I like sleeping with a blanket over my head. I don't think I'm scared. I am paranoid. Here he and his talus are under the bed. In other words, the bed is not his blanket, which you could say it's tofel to his body. Right, it's subordinate to his body, but rather he's under a bed, and the bed does not serve as a blanket. Right, he needs a separate blanket anyway. I think it's a nice chiluk that the canopy is like a blanket and the bed is not. Mechavashitosa Rabbi Yehuda. Now, here we have a theological question, one of these rare theological questions. The Gemara understands the Mishnah. It's a funny way of understanding the Mishnah, but this is the way the Gemara understands the Mishnah. The Gemara understands the Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda slept under the bed even when he thought it was awesome. And then he saw this cave didn't say anything to him, so he concluded it must be mutter. Why did he do this? It must be because he wanted to learn Torah from the elders who were present in the sukkah.
So he purposely
slept under the bed. Now the truth is, Kakasha is, you know, what? How could he possibly do that? So the Torah Yerushalayim says a very nice pshat. He says, sukkah, we hold, you don't have to be Mekayim Keseder the entire sukkahs, right? So therefore he could hold, I ate in the sukkah today, I slept a little bit in the sukkah today, now I won't be Mekayim in the midst of sukkah.
But isn't the mitzvah enhanced the more you do the mitzvah in the sukkah?
Right, but that means he wants to learn Torah now. So that's what Gemara says. No, wait a second.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. The Mekosher Shetz.
Not the Mekosher Shilo, you mean?
No,
Mekosher Shetz. Oh, that Verily Shmo, you mean?
Purposely yeah. Did it
oh.
To show everything.
That might be. But look what how the Gemara phrases it. The Chavishi does it, Rabbi Yehuda. Talmud Omer Maisa Koyim LaTalmud. Generally speaking, he said that Maisa is primary. It's more important to do the mitzvahs properly than to learn. We say the way we express it usually is Godel Talmud Shemayvi the day Maisa, right? Where he has to bring to Maisa. But he was willing to give up his mitzvah of Sukkah in order to learn. That's a contradiction. Which is primary, the study or the practice? So says the Gemara. So Rabbi Yehuda, no, you misunderstood the Mishnah. So Rabbi Yehuda, Yashin Tamas Mitak, Yashin Tamas Sukkah. He never thought he wasn't Mekai in the mitzvah by sleeping under the sukkah. Mahai, your Havamina, your premise is incorrect. He always thought he was Mekai in the mitzvah. He was happy when the elders confirmed his idea that he was sleeping under the sukkah. Says Moroi, if that's the case, I certainly have an internal contradiction. There's a cool one. Again, it's not in the Bible any of this. The Tiyatam we learned over there, Rabbi Yudah Omer, we learned in the first paragraph a few days ago, not yesterday. Rabbi Yudah Omer, ain't during Bal Yoyna Tachtona Kshera. If you have a sukkah underneath the sukkah, so as long as there's nobody living in the top one, the bottom one is kosher. But if somebody's living in the top sukkah, then the bottom sukkah is possible. No, there's no greater living on top than if somebody's sleeping on top of you. So it's definitely a hefsek between you and the sukkah. How can you possibly entertain the notion that it's kosher, right? Rabbi Yosef said, Tamar Yesham Chalal Acher. A great lumbus. It was a really lumbus Chicago. It's still here. Lumbus after lumbus. There's a different cavity. In other words, the sukkah tachas sukkah, they're two different cavities. There's the cavity, the area of the bottom sukkah, the area of the top sukkah. The area of the top sukkah is a distinct area, a distinct cavity of a sukkah. So therefore, it has its chatzitza, a distinction between, interruption between you and the upper schach. However, here, b'gam hocha, ain't kan chalal acher. There's a board on top of you, right? But it's not a distinct cavity, right? There's a, and therefore the Yerushalmi say that if you have a board on top of you, or a sheet on top of you, anything on top of you, as long as you're all in the same cavity of a sukkah, of this sukkah, it's not, Rabbi Yehuda, it's not an interruption. So if you don't tell the interruption, we have one sukkah on top, another sukkah on bottom, and you're sitting in the bottom sukkah. So if you have a whole other sukkah on top of you, that's distinct, that's an interruption between yourself on the top schach. But here, where it's all one big sukkah, it's just that there's a beam on top of you, that Rabbi holds is not a interruption. Okay?
So it's possible to have a solid interruption and it's still good, while sukkah on top of
right.
Sukkah is not a solid.
Because it's called a halal. Right, exactly, because of the concept of halal. Because it's not the solidity yeah. of the interruption, but the concept of a separate cavity. Okay. It's a contradiction around Gamliel. Now again here the Yerushalmi is a strange understanding of the Mishnah, but the Yerushalmi understands that Tavi rushed out of the sukkah or was kicked out of the sukkah, or I should say kicked under the bed. You know, it didn't say it explicitly in Mishnah, but it's an assumption that Moran said that Rabbi Gamliel said, Tavi, you have to leave, right? And that's why he went scrambled under the bed. So why? So it's a contradiction. Here it says he forced him to stop fulfilling the mitzvah. Yet the Tani we learned elsewhere, Atavi Avdushar Gamliel Hoya Noisin Tefillin Vlo Michal Biyad Chachamim. We want to fulfill Tefillin, which is also mitzvah Zamuch Levin. Chachamim not protest. Because Michal Biyad, here Chachamim protested. Why? Says Amar Shlodit Chokas Rachamim. He was taking up space where Chachamim could have sat in the sukkah. Says Amar Shlodit Chokas Rachamim. Yeshiv lechutz la sukkah. He should sit outside the sukkah. Ay ay ay. Roitzo yatavi avdo shor gamliel lishma divrei Chachamim. Tavi wanted to hear what was going on in the base medrash. See. The Avadim of Ram Gamliel.
They don't make slaves like
they used to, right? They only make yeshiva bachim like they used to. But that's why he went under the bed and didn't live the sukkah together.
It's rather the terminology shlo yitchok as a chacham doesn't mean that there wasn't room. It just implies that it was a little tight.
Yeah.
Maybe you didn't pass for him to be on the same level as the.
Maybe that's all possible. The more important thing is that Tavi was impressive because he actually stayed to listen. Okay, Hasamech Sukkos L'Kari Amito. Somebody supports the sukkah by the frame of a bed. Now the easiest way to understand this is that the frame, it's like a bed which has a canopy over it, right? And you made the sukkah with the canopy. You put your schach on top of the canopy. Normally you have drapery there. You said that you put your schach there. So Rabbi Yehuda Aksher, it's kosher. Rabbi Meremeni Yochol Lama, if they answer the schach could not stand independently, it's possible. The question is why Rabbi Yehuda says it's possible. So two possible reasons. First reason is not in the Bavli. Second reason is, Rabbi Yehuda said, Bishum She'emi Me'a Mita L'schach Aseret Fochim. From the inside of the bed, meaning from the mattress, so the schach is not 10 tefachim. Okay? And that's an interesting concept because what he means to say is that although from the ground to the schach was 10 tefachim, since from the bed platform to the schach is not 10 tefachim, it's not a kosher sukkah. Now, that's interesting, the distinction, because normally you would say if you have a sukkah which is the minimum height, which is 10 tefachim, and you put a bed in, it still remains kosher. But here, since it's all one entity, a bed in the sukkah, right?
Yeah, right.
A bed in the sukkah is okay, but not where the bed is the sukkah. That's his problem with it. Okay, because then the sukkah taka starts at the level of the mattress. Okay, all right. Baraba said this is the reason given in the Bavli. Lishum shame amidim al gab davar tome. He cannot support schach on any davar kabel tuma. Vatani, that's why I can say it's no good. Didn't they say the ruler Ma'aseh Banshi Yerushalayim is Ma'aseh the people Yerushalayim? Shemishal Shemito saying they call saying they would stand up their beds sideways in front of their windows. While you're talking about, they would put the schach on top of the beds. So in Tamar, and even the same Mishum Shem Ma'amidim al Dover Gabi Dover Tomei, Harei Ma'amidim Gabi Dover Dover Tomei. If you're going to say you're forbidden to stand your sukkah support with something that's Kabbal Tuma, this is Makabbal Tuma. Have a lace time, also there the Ushami concludes it can't be for the second reason, again, which is the reason probably begins, gives, rather because of the Ushalim, they did it anyway. Must be El Mishum Shem Me'amita Leschach Asarat Vachim, because in the mattress Chach it isn't Asarat Vachim, when you put the bed sideways, then of course you will have 10 Vachim between the Schach and the ground, and that's what they did in Ushalim.
Maybe if it stood on the side, it no longer has a basic kibble.
What?
Maybe if the bed is standing sideways,
the base keyboard is because the pieces of the bed plug into each other. Oh. That's why it's base keyboard. So that's those plugging ins. Okay, Sukkam Duvleles, Shetzila Sam Ruin Chamosla. There's a question in the Bavli, Yushami doesn't discuss that right. But the question is whether Sukkam Duvleles, Shetzila Sam Ruin Chamosla, or Sukkam Duvleles, Vitzila Sam Rubami Chamosla. The question is whether it's two separate phrases or one phrase. But whatever it is, it's Sukkam Duvleles, Shetzila Sam Rubami Chamosla, or Vitzila Sam Ruin Chamosla, that its shadow is still more than its sun, or and that it shadows more than the sun, ksheira it's kosher. On the other hand, amu uvek min bayis, the board sukkah which is thick like a house, amu bishen kochavim near misocha, even you can't see the stars from inside it, ksheira it's still kosher. Rabbi Shmuel Chanamar medudelis once said that the proper gear submission is medudelis, Chanamar medudelis, and the other said medudelis. Madamar medudelis. Medulelis means a poor sukkah, and that he learns it's bishetzilasa beruba, right? So about when it has As long as it still has a majority of shade, even 51%, that's enough. Okay, even though it's poorly schacht. Ma'amar Metuvlelis, now I'm going to learn here a little bit of a hodgepodge. And what it said to Metuvlelis means, well, according to the Bavli, even though Yerushalmi doesn't bring it out explicitly, when you have a stick like this and a stick like that. In other words, the schach is not all one level.
Oh.
Okay, you have one stick here, no stick three tefachim above, no stick three tefachim below, and so on and so forth. It's not all one level. It's all linked, but it's not one level. So that's kosher even b'she'en tzilos ha'meruba. It's kosher even if it isn't the more the shade than the sun. Why? Because if were you to put the sticks together, then there would be more shade than sun. Since they're apart, one is higher than the other, that's why there's more sun than shade. But we look at the hypothetical, not at the practical. And hypothetically, when they're all together, there'd be more shade than sun, and that's why the sukkah remains kosher.
Like Bert Kondo says, since it could be...
Right, it could be. So actually, that's right. So actually, that according to him, the sukkah, the mission is two separate cases. Sukkah duvleles, where... It's really chamos and meruvah tzilos because of the circumstance the way it's built, and another sukkah should tzilos and meruvah chamos, one which is all on the same level, but only measly sukkah to tzilos and meruvah. Both of them are kosher. Okay, hadamara. Now, talking about the end of the Mishnah, the end of the Mishnah says tzrichim kochav mishunar nirim b'socha. It says here in the Mishnah that even if the stars cannot be seen, that the sukkah is kosher. So it sounds like you must see the stars, and that's a common misconception that you must be able to see the stars through the schach. Many people have that idea. I don't know if you've ever heard that before. Yeah. Right? Hadamar tzichim shiukal chavin nir misocha. Elev Shem Rabbi Chama Chenida said, maybe, but it's not stars. Bekoch lechamashana. It's the star. It's the sun.
Oh.
You have to be able to see the sun, but not necessarily the stars of the sky. But even that, it's only chatchila, but if you have very thick schach, you're still yoyt to the mitzvah.
So. I remember the sun is really referred to as a star.
Yeah.
I think, though, this might be in the Bavli, too. Even though there's no citation here. But it could be, I don't know. I have to wait till we see it. You're right. It is very rare. Okay, but it's a pretty nice astronomical thing, yeah. Hosu Sukkos Barosh HaGolah, just a couple more minutes, get to our base. Hosu Sukkos Barosh HaGolah, so he makes a sukkah at the top of a wagon, or Barosh HaSvina, the top of a ship. Sukkah mobile, right. Kshera. It's kosher. You have to concede that the you can only sin if you hold the Rebbe's Mashiach. Kshera, Vayla V'yantiv, and you can go to it on Yantiv. Broshina, if it's on top of a tree, or a gabi, a gomo, or in the back of a camel, it's a real sukkah mobile. Kshera, though it's kosher, ain't lo V'yantiv, now let's use the Yantiv, because now it's used trees and animals on Yantiv. Shtayim, Yadav, two are made by a human being, Vachos, being one is the wall of a tree. Or Shtayim, Yadav, two are the walls of a tree, Vachos, Yadav, one is made by a human being, Kshera, it's kosher. Can't use on Yontif. Why? Because one of the integral walls is a tree. Sholosh b'day adam ve'echad b'day ilan. If you have three walls, which is the minimum share of a sukkah, all may have being ve'echad, and only one b'ilan is made by a tree, k'shera, it's valid. V'ayin lo b'yan you can go into Yontif because the fourth wall is superfluous anyway. Zekhan is the general principle. Kol she'inotel ilan anytime where if you take the tree away, v'yichoy lo stav b'yantim, the sukkah could still stand on its own, k'shera, then the sukkah is kosher. V'ayin lo b'yan you can go into it on Yontif. Says Maramanukim, what are we talking about? We're talking about the sukkah on top of the ship or the sukkah on top of the wagon. Even the Sudabarets, if the ship, let's take a ship, if it's stationary, it's in dry dock, right? So then, of course, everybody is okay. Even my impression, it's a ship which is sailing at sea. Machlokas Rebelezerin is Zahar Rakiba. We're going to see next week. It's Machlokas Rebelezerin is Zahar Rakiba. So what are we talking about? Elokeinu nukeyam, so says Mishnah, it's talking about when the suna be'ilmin, it's at rest and it's at anchor. Ilmin is a language of strong, of tough, alim, and that's the anchor. So in that case, when it's at anchor, that's a question whether to use it or not. And the Gemara says that that if you make it in that situation, it's kosher, and the chiddush is that since it's at anchor, you can still go up to it even on Yontif. Okay? This is as far as I got preparing. That's all, folks, for today.